Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, organ, baseball music, a vegetable orchestra, and Floyd the Trucker. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Hi, I'm Donnie Baker, and if anybody knows about quickness around the ladies, it's me. But when it comes to quickness on the drag strip, talk to my main man, Brandon Bernsteins. Say hello, Brandon.
Who the hell are you, and how did you get in my motor coach?
Come on, Brandon, just do what I tell you here. I'm going to cut you in for 10% of the action after taxes, man. Just listen to this. Attention, race fans. First, it was the Tony Stewart's crock pot, a perfect way to slow cook stuff from the great NASCAR driver they call Smoke. Oh, sure, it cooks nice food, but who's got that kind of time?
Listen, Danny, I'm kind of busy right now.
It's Donnie, Brandon. Be cool and read the cue cards when I hold them up at you. Donnie Baker Enterprises proudly brings you the latest and greatest in racing cooking technology. The Brandon Bernstein Speed Grill.
The Brandon Bernstein Speed Grill?
Fully endorsed by NHRA great Brandon Bernstein.
That's a lie. I've never even heard of this thing.
Brandon, you're wrecking the commercial. We guarantee when you cook with the Brandon Bernstein Speed Grill, everything's going to be done in under 3 seconds. Watch this live test. We just placed this raw sirloin steak on the Brandon Bernstein Speed Grill, turn the key, and then press the red ignition switch.
Whoa!
And poof, your meat is grilled to perfection in no time.
It's burned to a crisp. It smells like burning rubber and nitromethane. Get out of here before I call security.
Here, can you just say, Donnie Baker's my best friend, into this microphone? Listen right here.
Donnie Baker's my best friend?
That'll work. Folks, order the Brandon Bernstein Speed Grill today. It's way faster than George Foreman's grill, and we'd say it right to his face. Mm-hmm. Now, thanks for pansies. And boxing's fake anyways. If it was real, then why don't they let Hulk Hogan's and The Undertaker fight them guys? Fake.
Listen, I've got to get back to work here.
Shut up, Brandon. I was just getting ready to leave. Oh, and hey, can you sign my hat and t-shirt here?
Are you kidding?
It's for a sick kid in a hospital, man. Have a heart.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's the kid's name?
Just make it out to Donnie Baker.
Baker. Okay.
B-A-K-E-R. Perfect.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We're going to move forward here with a little something.
Now. Now.
Now what?
Now.
Oh, the special music? I'm sorry. Yeah.
Played it all morning.
Fenway Park's organist has been live streaming ballpark music during the coronavirus lockdown.
Oh, no kidding.
Ever since what would have been opening day at the ballpark, Cantor has live-streamed the daily concerts onto Facebook.
All right. Say,
haven't these people suffered enough?
I wish I'd known about this sooner.
It's kind of nice.
Really?
Cantor said for half an hour a day, ideally, people can just forget all their stresses and be subjected to ballpark organ music.
Josh, I mean, look, come on, Josh.
Over and over again.
Let's face it, you've had the internet on and your organ out.
For most of the quarantine, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yep. I need to start wearing one of those wrist guards that bowlers wear.
This music, this music.
Oh, sorry, yes. I'm laughing over here. This, there we go.
People can forget all their stresses and be a little bit refortified to then go face those stresses afterwards.
Hey, go buy yourself a $12 beer. You feel like you're at the game.
Cantor plays game day favorites like Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and he takes requests from viewers.
And I got a DeVito.
Play a solo. You know, solo, we can't hear you.
That's so funny.
Can you play Take Me Out to the Ball Game, Pat?
I can play this. If I leave here tomorrow. Little Freebird.
For many, that's the one part of the game they're not missing.
No.
That's fun. That's part of the
game. Yeah, I mean, the organ is, I guess, part of the game, right? Do all stadiums still have them?
I wondered how that started. Oh, yes. Baseball and hockey have organists.
Right.
But that's about it, right? Football doesn't have an organist.
Typically, they have a band for football. But it's like when the organist kicks in, they always play like the beginning of Crazy Train or Welcome to the Jungle on the ballpark organ.
Wow. The blues organist, every time the opposing team scores first, will play CeeLo's F.U.
Oh, that's
a little
nice.
Subtle message.
Oh, yeah.
That's very nice. It's very fun, a nice, happy story about baseball. Let's hope that we start seeing baseball sooner than later. Oh, wait a minute. There's the track phone hotline.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
I like that ballpark organ music. Yes. I tune into that. A lot better than some of the stuff you hear on the radio now, you know? Not to mention baseball. You know what I'd really like? My cousin Lonnie got one of these. He actually won on eBay an auction, got a hot dog cannon from some minor league team.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Yeah, but he got food poisoning.
Uh-oh.
Yeah?
What happened?
Yeah, well, 7-day waiting period. So,
I see the old Brady hot dog laws.
Hey, I ain't sure about you guys, but where I'm at, they already reopened our strip club Xanadu's.
Did they?
Yep, so Mom Phyllis back on day shift part time.
Good.
Not sure why they shut down strip clubs in the first place. I mean, with this coronavirus thing, they keep talking about essential businesses being kept open. There's probably no business more essential than a strip club.
How so?
Really?
But it's got it all. Got the buffet, so you can eat some roast beast. And sitting on Pervert Road, thanks to such tiny G-strings, you can actually see the roasted beast. Swear to God. And speaking of essential businesses, when's the government going to reopen video rental stores back up?
Well, I don't think they closed them.
Yeah, no.
Well, mine's been closed since before this virus.
I have no doubt.
I've still got 4 or 5 Fast and Furious to watch. Oh, spoiler alert, I ain't even got to The Rock yet. And I don't know the order if they ain't on a shelf. What number is Tokyo 1, Josh?
3.
Anyway, I went out this weekend and I took myself to the new strip club near my house.
Oh, what's that?
Well, I can't go to Xanadu's. I don't go to Xanadu's when my mom ain't working.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that'd be weird.
It does. It gets real awkward real quick when you start getting a vibe and, you know, start to relax. Then have your mom start, you know, cleaning the pole on stage, too, because she's on deck. Gives me the willies. So this other strip club I go to is old renovated muffler shop.
Oh.
Yeah. Used to be called Speedy Mufflers.
Yes.
Well, luckily, they only had to change a few letters on the sign to make it into what it is now.
Yeah.
I'll bet.
But the best part is you watch from way down in the oil change bay. Pretty God. That way you get the same views I did when I was a male cheerleader at junior college.
Yeah.
You see the entire undercarriage from down there.
I'll bet.
Well, anyways, I went there thinking I'd spend some of a stimulus check, maybe stimulate my package. Pretty God. Hey, but spoiler alert. I didn't get The Rock there neither. It's terrible.
Oh.
What a waste of time. First of all, ladies are all wearing face masks.
Yeah.
And get this. Instead of the champagne room, Christy, they just got a hand sanitizer room now. The regulars call it Tuggy Town. Oh. One nice thing about the ladies with their masks on is you ain't got to deal with mouth breathers, you know? They come around wanting you to tip their dance. I hate the mouth breathers. You know it's bad when a stripper still has morning breath at last call. Swear to God. Oh, and spoiler alert, chubby stripper breath is the worst.
Uh-oh.
It's a combination of Marlboro menthols, fried pickles, and morning sickness.
Oh,
swear to God.
Oh,
I don't know about COVID-19, but at least them masks will knock down the stench a little. Makes me think I might start going to a club where girls got to keep their bottoms on for both songs. Same reason, you know, the smell.
Thank you.
Hang on, my temporary roommate, who's here forever, and lead bass player Todd Boner is trying to say something. What? Hang on. Oh, what's that? Oh, one of the Fast and Furious is on.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Fast and Furious with The Rock?
Yeah, I believe he shows up in Fast 5.
Ah,
yeah,
okay. That's his first. I can't keep track. Thank you
very much. You've never seen any of them.
That's
You're
correct.
Such a
wonderful
human being.
Have we finished sports?
Yes.
What are you doing?
We sure have.
You all right, Chick?
No. Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport.
I wish you were gone.
Yep, there you go.
Just miserable.
Miserable. Miserable over here. Christy
Lee is at the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk. Have we missed anything?
We haven't done anything yet.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
A local woman.
Wait a minute.
Her...
What about the Bolivian orchestra moves?
Oh, yeah,
story?
We have that.
Oh, yeah.
We never finished that
from yesterday.
I think, Josh, you had a great...
What?
Should we start with our Bolivian orchestra from yesterday's story that we never reached?
Sure.
A Bolivian orchestra currently stranded near a German castle, the Orquesta Experimental de Instrumentos Neativos, arrived in Germany March 10th, expected to spend just 2 weeks. Touring concert halls when the country went into a full lockdown in response to the pandemic. The group has now been stuck in buildings surrounding Rheinsberg Palace for 73 days. The musicians have spent their lockdown rehearsing and exploring the estate's surrounding woodland, which is home to 23 packs of wolves.
Oh,
we should have done this for Donnie.
That's nice.
Wow. I don't know.
I'll just stay at the castle.
You'd think an orchestra would be used to a wolf gang.
Oh, nice.
Chick, what did you think of that?
I'm undecided.
Well, that's kind of the joke you did yesterday, isn't
it? Well, we all know the orchestras that are trapped near a castle. What they always play Mozart.
Yeah, we were hoping that was...
Am I the only one working over here?
we were hoping that would be Mo Funny.
Wait a minute. What's going on? Why are we doing this story? Because there's an orchestra trapped?
This orchestra flew from
arrangements?
From Bolivia to Germany.
And with COVID-19, they can't get a flight home.
It's not our fault, is it?
Despite the picturesque natural surroundings.
I'd love it if all news was like that.
Well,
plane went down over the Atlantic Ocean. Not my fault.
Yeah, what the hell? Why should I care?
I didn't blow it up.
Not my country.
Stranded in Germany. I wish I could be at the Heineken factory. Where do they make that stuff?
According to one of the members, they've spent several thankless hours.
So that's a different country then, huh?
Yes.
It's not my fault.
On the phone to the Bolivian embassy trying to find a way to get home, and they have yet to be successful.
So the embassies are even working on this, and they just don't know how to do it?
No, they're not... helping.
Can
apparently.
You read the name of the band again? Because I think I've translated this.
It's Orquesta Experimental de Instrumentos Nativos.
So that sounds like it's some kind of experimental. They're using
native instruments.
Is this the guy? Are these the guys that make the instruments made out of cucumbers and stuff?
I doubt that.
The gourd.
Remember we had that story?
Oh, sure. I remember that.
Yeah. Playing to audiences of old folks that are forced to go in on buses.
Old Bolivians.
Did we run out of news? Is that why we're doing orchestras trapped
Did you not
castles?
Hear?
Chick.
Wolfgang and Mozart?
Is this the band that's playing cucumbers?
Yeah.
That's what he just said.
I'm asking.
I don't think it's
the cucumber band.
I think if it were the cucumber band, that would be in the story.
It's the famous
famous.
We have music from the Vegetable Orchestra.
Yes, we do.
We save this?
Yes. You want to give it a listen? Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Tempo, fellas.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's me. I'm a crab. It's me. It's my fault.
I'm good to play with the wolves.
The wolves hate this. Can you imagine if one of us had pushed the button to play this?
I mean, what are they doing?
What the hell are you doing?
They make musical instruments out of vegetables.
Well, how come they're not playing them?
They're just whacking them instead of just throwing them off a balcany.
Well, I think they,
the best they can
I
do.
Think they need some time to woodshed.
Carve some holes in those.
Okay, here's a different cut. This is the Veggie Orchestra.
This is the Julianne cut.
Maybe we judge too hard.
This is the crinkle cut.
You know what they say?
I'm sorry.
Sometimes it's the second album that's the good one for many bands.
Oh, sure, the sophomore album.
Let's give it a... Here we go.
What is that?
This is worse.
This sounds like those dolphins talking.
Somewhere Bobby McFerrin's going, will you turn that off?
Throw that honeydew away.
You know, I think that I think they've added a real bass, which isn't fair.
Sounds
awful.
I'm just
glad we got to revisit this. That's all.
Sounds like they mic'd some porn star's orifice.
That helped.
A lot going on down there.
Boy, that was awful.
Yeah, this is not the vegetable orchestra.
No, it's not.
This is a legit orchestra that.
What do you throw at a vegetable orchestra when you don't like it?
Yeah, good
a violin.
A Vegematic.
A tuba, right?
Hey, Josh, I just Googled this story because I had an edited version. It's a haunted German castle, apparently.
Oh, well, of course. Yeah,
yes.
Most Bolivian castles are German castles.
No, it's a German. They're Bolivian. Right, they're Bolivian. They're in Germany. Right. This sounds like an episode of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm.
They're in an old castle. And who's going to explore the woods when they know there are 23 packs of wolves out there?
No joke.
Wolves? People really scared of ghosts?
Gee, Scoob. Zoinks.
Got some great letters here, which we'll get to momentarily.
Letters. We get letters.
Got a really good one about something Josh was talking about involving the great Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, boy.
Did you read that one already?
I did.
Oh, it's great. We'll get to it. Oh, wait a minute. Right now, that's the hotline.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Floyd.
Hey. Have enjoyed your crazy cock program.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Floyd.
It's the wine.
Y'all still staying busy during quarantine?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, board games are a good way to pass the time.
Oh, yeah.
You've got all the marbles. I've been raising hell, trying to stay busy, but raising hell. They're trying to make us drivers wear face masks.
Yeah.
I put it on, but only to keep me from cussing out my supervisor. What I like to do is kindly tuck my mask down below my chin and load it up with Chex Mix. And when I'm forced to put it on, it kindly works like a feedback. You think about
it. Oh, interesting.
I meant to tell you boys the good news. I drove through Memphis, Tennessee, yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And Graceland's already back open again.
I heard. That's great.
I don't know if you know this or not, but right across the street from Graceland's, I have a brand new KFC.
Oh.
It breaks my heart on the count that even in death, Elvis still can't get away from the Colonel.
Different Colonel, but yes, yeah.
Oh, it's hard to believe Little Richard is dead, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll hang up and listen to you.
Okay.
Well, that's really a question.
Hard to believe.
Now, we were talking about the Bavarian. What is it? No, wait a minute. The Bolivian orchestra trapped in Bavaria. Is
back
what
to
it
that,
is?
Huh?
Yeah, in Germany.
They're trapped at a German castle surrounded by wolves.
This sounds like something we'd make up using Mad Libs. Okay, give me a country.
It does.
Bolivia. Give me another country. Germany.
And they were on tour and they got stuck there because of COVID. They can't get back to Bolivia.
Give me a structure. Castle.
Yeah, it's weird.
And it's a haunted 600-year-old castle.
Oh, man. That's horrifying.
And these are 23 packs of wolves. Again, this is also a Scooby-Doo, I think.
Not 24 packs of wolves.
23. I was wondering if they were in the vegetable orchestra.
No.
Turns out they're not. I did find the. This is from the BBC.
Okay.
Yes. So this is pretty serious, the British Broadcasting Company.
Of course, yeah.
The Vegetable Orchestra of Vienna, so we're near Germany in Austria, is a 10-piece ensemble known for Beethoven, Brahms, and Mozart. They play instruments made entirely from fresh produce. They play 300 shows a year at packed venues around the globe.
How small are the venues?
Yeah. Is this their news release they've sent along?
This particular article, they were playing a 1,000-year-old Benedictine monastery outside Cologne, Germany.
You wouldn't go see the Vegetable Orchestra?
In front of 8 people.
No.
Mostly friends and family.
Yeah.
They begin some of their songs kind of like Skynyrd.
Do they?
Yeah, turn up.
Turn up.
Let us begin. Turn it up.
Oh, my God.
That could be the worst.
Check out their beat.
What is this?
This is the Vegetable Orchestra.
No, I mean...
This is a concert for 2 hours, huh? You guys sit there?
Yeah, this is better. But I think that they've got to do it.
What is that?
It's the Vegetable Orchestra. Oh, wow.
Ooh.
What are they shaking?
That's awful. Oh, man.
It's like Donald Duck meets Philip Glass.
Yeah. They do it. What's that band called? Oh, the Go-Go's cover.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, We Got the Beats.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I just said that. Nobody laughed.
I laughed.
God. Am I invisible here?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.